Storytelling. The morning they saw the body in the river on the way to school was also the day Jessica said how she'd known all along that Seth was gay, and she was perfectly fine with it. And Kaylee said, "Well, me too, but if you knew, why didn't you say something before we went out for 2 months?" But just before Jessica could answer was when Jared said, "What the hell?" and pointed down along the banks of the river, where half hidden in the grass was what they would soon know was the naked body of a young woman, maybe a few years older than they were, and where, for a still and silent minute, they just looked at the way her hair had woven itself into the weeds, the way her head would nudge gently against the shore and then retreat, how the little ripples in this quiet section of water would splash onto her right hip, all purple and gray, shiny and taut, with a look on her face and her wide eyes that said nothing at all, that said, "I have no opinion. I will have nothing to say on that matter, and it's no use waiting for it. You will tell the police your story now and play it up big for your mates at school later, but you won't hear it from me, that story, that love story, that fantasy I'd hoped to tell, had begun to tell, has now moved to midstream and will be out to sea sooner or later, where old couples who are even now walking along the shore will pause from time to time, their faces into the wind, listening."